He is the Minister of Agriculture. His name is Todd McClay, and earlier this morning he declared a medium-scale adverse event classification, i.e. a drought declaration, for parts of the North Island as the dry weather persists. Let's see where he's gone to. Taranaki, Manawatu, Rangitiki, Tararua, Horowhenua, Wairarapa, and Northland's in there as well, Todd McClay.
Yeah, Jamie, hey, thanks for having me on. I decided to do that this morning, running into Easter, again, just to give some certainty. I mean, think about it a bit ironically, as I was coming into work this morning, a taxi driver says, looks like it's going to rain everywhere, but the effects remain the same. If you think about Northland, parts that are still green, but actually they haven't had the feed that they want. They've used through it, and it's getting colder. Winter's about to hit. So we've just taken the decision to practically give some certainty to farmers, and I want them focusing on their farms and their animals and where they get feed from, not thinking about the tax man as we go into what could be quite a cold winter for many of them.
Mind you, it does free up tax relief, but as one sage commentator put it, that's rather academic because most farmers won't be paying tax at all this year.
Yeah, it's a good point, particularly with sheep and beef farmers. But look, the tax man's always there. It's one less thing for them to worry about and have to talk to their accountant about. The other very important bit, though, Jamie, is the Rural Support Trust that frees up money to them, in this case about $80,000 through those regions. And I think that's really important. Look, I've been getting around the country quite a bit to see what's going on and meeting with many of the Rural Support Trust people. And they do a great job and are working very, very hard. So, you know, that bit more support I think is a good thing. It now means that much of the country is covered, and, you know, I won't run through the whole list, but Marlborough, Nelson, Tasman, Otago, Canterbury are now these announcements today, all areas where the farmers have been doing it tough, and, you know, this will come as a relief to them at the very least.
Now, while we've got you on the blower, Todd McClay, Minister of Agriculture plus Trade, when are you off to China and when are you off to India?
Yeah, we're just fixing the dates now, but I have an invitation from the Chinese Trade and Commerce Minister. I met him at the WTO meeting that I was vice chair for a month or so ago in Abu Dhabi, and so we're just finalising those dates, but looking for April. It's a very, very important market for us. It's also an important relationship, so I'm pretty keen to get up there. Just working through what the programme would look like. Normally, as Trade Minister, you do a day in Beijing, a day in Shanghai, but I've said to my team, free up a bit more time, please. I want to go and do some work as the agricultural minister, not just go there as trade. And we're talking to the Chinese about what I might go and look at around where there's a bit of cooperation from New Zealand or where we could do a lot more in there. So we're just working through that now. But important to get there, you know, from a trade point of view and for our exports, it's a very, very important market to us.
What about India?
So India's about to have an election. They have about a billion people are going to vote in about a month. And it's fascinating. They get to count all of their votes in 4 hours because the counting's done electronically. So we'll wait to get that to get out of the way once the government's formed. But June or July will be the next time. Winston Peters, Deputy Prime Minister, was just there and had a very, very successful visit. He's come back quite positive about opportunities in India, and so you're going to see a lot from the government in that space, including Prime Minister Chris Luxon going up there later this year with a business delegation. You know, everything we do there is about opening the door so Kiwi farmers can sell more to, you know, the country with the world's largest population and growing disposable income. I think India as a market has to be a big part of New Zealand's trade future.
Well, the Prime Minister there, Modi, he's a rock star. He's going to bolt home, isn't he, in the elections? It'll be a done deal.
The indications look that way. Very, very, you know, approval ratings of some 70%. But it's come, I tell you how it's come about, though, I reckon, that he's really, really focused on doing the things that local people in India need and putting them first. And, you know, I've been looking at the debate they have with their agricultural community, which is really tough. You know, they've got a lot of dairy cows, but about 1.5 cows per farmer, call it sort of thing, right? And he is talking about modernising it. He's talking about what they earn, not from what the government gives them, but how to make them more productive. And so, you know, a lot of what we're focusing on as a government here actually could be useful to us in the conversation with India. But, yeah, it looks like he's going to do well in that election.
And I hear you're spending part of your Easter break heading down or up to Reparoa to drink beer with some young farmers, Todd McClay. That sounds like a tough job.
I've been invited down just to come and hang out, and I don't know whether it will be social followed by work or work followed by social. The two normally go together, the young farmers. In fact, I had the president of Young Farmers, a lovely young lady from Tokoroa, just in my office just half an hour ago, and just talking about the work the young farmers do. Here's what I reckon. It's not just about the young farmers getting together and having fun, because they should do that. These are the current and future leaders of our rural communities. You know, these are the people that'll go along and join the school boards and, you know, make sure the local hall, you know, is open and the cup of tea is there. They then go on to become our farming leaders of the future. And so I want to find ways to help them a lot more. The more young farmers, young people who want to be involved in farming, have fun, all the better. So I'll be down there in Reparoa, and here's a guarantee. As weathered as I am, if it comes to a beer-drinking race, I reckon they'll beat me.
There you go, Todd McClay. Well, you enjoy a bit of an Easter break, and we'll catch you back post-Easter. Don't eat too many eggs.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a good weekend.